everyone, once again for a supplemental feed from the Red Pill Podcast. This is Zombie Zero. I had an idea for something to possibly discuss with the Merovingian and Josh from the last episode, but we didn't really have time. We ran real long on it, so I didn't know if I wanted to necessarily carry it over to another full-length episode, so I figure I'll give you my personal take on this. And it's whether or not there should be more of a change in medium from a video game franchise to a movie, and vice versa. I see movie-licensed games, and they're almost always terrible. And I see movies based upon video games, and likewise, are almost always terrible. There are very few that can really transition well over. So keep in mind, this isn't actually going to be a top 9 movies based off of video games, but I kind of want to have a little bit of going back and forth. Video games based off of movies that also made the transition and were pretty good. None of them really were, you know, amazing, phenomenal games by any stretch of the imagination. And maybe even to further say, another topic would be a video game franchise that you would really want to see as a movie. And maybe even, if there is a possibility of a movie franchise that you'd want to play a video game of. This whole topic, I kind of wanted to get involved with multiple people, but the episode ran too long and I didn't really want to sit around and wait for another month before we got together to do another full-length episode, so that's why I'm going to bring it up with you guys now. Alright, so the obvious stuff as to what allows any franchise to transition over well, the biggest thing has got to be that it stays true to the original source's materials. Much like a comic book movie, if it strays too far from a comic book theme and the comic book elements, it's probably going to be very, very bad. It's not going to be a successful franchise, and it'll turn you into the director who never gets to do anything else again in a genre that you maybe you really wanted to do a comic book movie, but you didn't do it the way that it needed to be done because you wanted to take too many liberties, things like that. Video game based movies, everybody knows there really aren't that many that were really good, and especially whenever time passes now and you look at maybe some of the better ones was like the original Mortal Kombat. The CG is very dated by today's standards and it looks just kind of crap, but at the time that it came out, that CG was the best that they could come up with, and it really looked great for that time, you know. But you look at the thing that really does stand out against it is, you're talking about Mortal Kombat, a game franchise that the ESRB had to step in and force Super Nintendo users to not even have blood, and for Genesis users to have to enter the blood code cheat just to get blood. But the whole franchise is based upon it being gruesome, killing people, beating the shit out of them, and there being a ton of blood. And in the movie, well, we get a PG-13 movie with no blood. Well, next to no blood. Very few people actually bleeding in the whole damn movie. And something like, say, Street Fighter, whenever you stray so far away, there were some bits that tried to stay close to the source material. Like, by the end of the movie, everybody's wearing a costume that looks eerily similar to their actual costume from the game. Okay, bonus points to you there. You have no reason at all to try and make everybody look exactly like they looked out of the game, but you did it. You missed on almost every other point. Everybody does their little signature moves, okay, that's fine, but you can't make that entertaining of a movie whenever it just fails on so many other levels. So, like another big successful franchise, not exactly franchise, but successful movie like Resident Evil. The original Resident Evil movie was actually really good. Also, it's unfortunately is following the same kind of story that a lot of the movies are following. The CG isn't holding up. The practical effects really still look great, but the majority of the CG effects just really aren't withstanding the test of time. The CG liquor looks terrible. All the zombies, they look great. The zombie dogs, somewhere in the middle, you know? But a successful movie adaptation of Silent Hill, probably the closest to the source material of any video game adapted movie, would be Silent Hill. The nurses, Pyramid Head, all of the barbed wire, nasty, visceral, gory shit, the ever-present fog, the grotesque imaginings of things that almost were people. It's really extreme and really great, but it's one of the very few. And, like, even a video game-based movie that could be so spot-on, like, say, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and you have Angelina Jolie, and it was perfect casting as the role of Lara Croft. Perfect casting doesn't do the entirety that you need. I mean, it was successful enough to have a sequel, which was also pretty garbage. But then, something that's so underappreciated, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within and the Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, seeing as how they're completely CGI movies, and I would even say The Spirits Within movie is better than 7, not just because, you know, I have a personal vendetta against 7. The movie was pretty crap, but it looked exactly like you would want to see a Final Fantasy VII HD remake look. But The Spirits Within actually was amazingly groundbreaking, and they were, like, in development and processing of that movie for years and years. And the only thing that it really has as far as a video game tie-in is its namesake. If you would go to that film and just call it The Spirits Within, it would be, I think, a more amazing movie to a lot of people. It wouldn't be as underappreciated. They had an idea that we're going to have a selling point of a name that people are familiar with, and it's going to drive sales. Unfortunately, it's still one of the least commercially successful movies ever. I think it lost millions, 40 million, 50 million maybe. It did not bring home the bacon whenever it really needed to. But if you watch it, like a Blu-ray version of it, there is so much detail for how old the movie is that I've yet to see on animation, and CGI has taken leaps and bounds since then, but it has still not been matched by the CGI in that film. Oh yeah, Doom was actually a pretty good video game to film adaptation as well. I say pretty good because obviously it was very average and not so outstanding in a lot of ways. Whenever it got to the very end of the movie and it had that first-person element to it for like a continuous 13-minute long scene or something like that, where it was just him kicking ass, interesting to see that get adapted exactly from how you would experience it in the video game to see it on screen was pretty cool. Very few video games that made a successful transition from being adapted from a film. Probably the greatest one that I would say that I could even come to mind would be 007 GoldenEye. Playing through the campaign in the story mode, it was exactly the way that you remembered the movie being, but the multiplayer was really where that game shined so much. And I think any time that I talk with any one of my buddies, if I mention GoldenEye, nobody is thinking that I'm going to go off on a James Bond marathon and start watching a bunch of James Bond flicks, or thought that I was, you know, oh, I was just watching some James Bond movies this past weekend or anything like that. No, if I'm talking with them and I mention GoldenEye, they're just like, man, why can't first-person shooters be like that anymore? Once again, still the problems of the passage of time, and it's never so kind going back and playing it. Oh my. But it's what we had at the time, so we had to appreciate it for what it was. Another that would be pretty high on the list would be the Chronicles of Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay.
The darkness, for me, is where I shine.
Many people may not have played this. I believe it was a original Xbox exclusive, and eventually got ported whenever it came out bundled with Assault on the Dark Athena. You know, based upon obviously the Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick movie, it took place well beforehand, and it was kind of mentioned about that he escaped from Butcher Bay, or, you know, in the mythos of the character. So whereas it's not exactly a following the movie storyline, you are within that universe, the Riddick universe. And it was cool. It was such a extreme first-person, stealthy, not so much shooter, because you didn't have guns for the majority of the game. You were beating the shit out of people with your bare fists, or shivving them and, you know, stealthily killing them. Quite a few of the Star Wars games that have come out, if they were based entirely upon the movie, you know, but anything Star Wars, you could say it's going to be based upon that entire franchise if it's not following a storyline directly. And some of them were good, some of them were not so good. Stuff like Rogue Squadron 2 was amazing. But if you go back to the arcade, you have the Star Wars Trilogy arcade game. That shit was awesome. You were just sitting down with a joystick, two triggers, and you used it for everything from the assault on the original Death Star, the snowspeeder battle on Hoth, flying on the forest moon of Endor on the speeder bikes, and you fought against Boba Fett. He was flying around with his jetpack, you pulled out the lightsaber, and you were deflecting his laser blasts away, and you fought against Darth Vader. He would pull out his lightsaber, you had a big duel against Vader. Discussion here would be, what would I really want to see turned into something else? Would I really want to see this game turn into a movie and vice versa? I mean, something to the effect of the original BioShock, I think, would probably transition over somewhat well. I would really want to see it as a movie, but who knows? A lot of people would probably say, like, the Mass Effect series, they would probably want to see that transition over well. Probably the game that could transition best would be Dead Space. it would be similar in a lot of ways to like a cult classic like Event Horizon, but I think Dead Space could probably transition from video game to a film and probably do it the absolute best. We could be hopeful that something like Nintendo would collaborate with Disney Pixar, with how good Pixar films that are coming out, the CG and everything like that, that looks, get a Nintendo licensed franchise, do a Super Metroid game adaptation into a fully CG movie, or a Legend of Zelda movie, maybe even a Mario movie, and you could eliminate a lot of people's memories of Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. We really would like that, okay? Give us the Men in Black flashy thing and wipe our minds so that we don't have to remember it. So taking all that into account, what are some actual movies that could be transitioned into a video game that you would actually really want to play? I'm going to be going way back in time because not a whole lot of movies that have come out lately haven't had a video game tie-in. Some of the films that have come out very recently have had a movie tie-in game to coincide with them. Every one of them in the franchise and things like that. You know, there's a Harry Potter game for every Harry Potter movie that comes out. You're talking about the game based on the movie based on a book. Well, you know, let's not do that. Like, you know, I'd like to see a Hellboy game, but a Hellboy game based upon a movie based upon a comic book. Things like that. So if I went with solid, just a movie, or maybe just a TV show, The Walking Dead, Telltale Games, perfect. That's the way that I would want to go. That's one of the only games that have really made a good transition from TV or film lately, is The Walking Dead, Telltale Game. So do I think that that could transition well with other titles? Yes, I do. And I think something like that would be the way that I would have a Who Framed Roger Rabbit game. I think could be awesome. Granted, that movie's pretty damn old. Maybe wouldn't have the biggest audience, but I do think it could still be a highly profitable game, and I think it would work. You could maybe do a Transporter game. Now, Transporter kind of would be a mix of GTA, Sleeping Dogs style. So I think it could easily work. It would just be whether or not people would accept the location, the story that you're at, and everything like that. Maybe a personal one for me would be Dark City. Now, whether or not they would make a game based upon as obscure of a movie as Dark City. By the way, if you've never seen it, go out and watch it. It is definitely a cult classic, sci-fi, almost noir, pretty unique film. And I think it could probably turn into a really unique video game if they would transition it over. As far as some anime stuff, like, I would really like to see a Ghost in the Shell game better than the one that was on the PlayStation 1. I think they could do it. Technology of the time, it could happen and should happen. It would be a great game. Cowboy Bebop, I would definitely be down for playing a Cowboy Bebop game. It would be pretty awesome. I wouldn't mind maybe a Point of No Return / La Femme Nikita, I think could be turned into a pretty good game. It would be something along the lines of like a Hitman. And I'm just going to go off on a Kurt Russell tangent here. Absolutely need a really good Escape from New York, or, you know, Snake Plissken's Escape game to come out. That could absolutely work. It would run like Deus Ex, have multiple ways of handling it, whether you want to go in stealthily, whether you want to go in guns blazing, close quarter combat, you know, would be pretty awesome. Big Trouble in Little China could probably transition to a video game. The Thing would definitely be along the lines of the survival horror. Pretty fucking intense, trying to determine whether or not somebody had infiltrated as The Thing would be a really good video game, I think. Screamers could probably be transitioned into a really good survival horror video game. All of my suggestions will probably never happen. Hell, I remember hearing that there was a Highlander video game in the works. I've seen a trailer for it many, many years back. And whenever Eidos runs out of money and it got shelved, and the company who picked up Eidos, and they said, no, that video game is just going to get canned, and we're not going to throw any more money into it. So there's been a lot of video games, I'm sure, that have been programmed and had the idea set aside, and it was like, hey, we're going to get the license for it, we're going to start development on it, we're going to write the script for it, and we're going to start programming it, and they get to a certain point, and then they say, you're going to be stuck in production hell, you're never going to be able to make this video game, so why even bother? But those are some of my ideas. You can leave some comments as to what your favorite movie that could turn into a video game you think could happen, what you would really personally want to see happen, and you take it from there. Well, thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate you listening, as always. If you want to get updates whenever we put new episodes out, like us on facebook.com/redpillpodcast. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, or you can download the IPP podcast player for Android and just search the Red Pill Podcast. You can tweet ideas for us to cover in the main episode. We're on Twitter at TheRedPillPC. And you can email us directly. The email address is redpillpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy.
Feel the